We want to turn in God's Word, to Psalm, Book of Psalms, and Psalm 68. Psalm 68, and we're going to read the first 20 verses together. So we're going to read God's Word, Psalm 68, and we're going to commence to read at verse 1. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when I wentest forth before thy people, when I just marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai, it itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, to send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have laid among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, was white as snow and solemn. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is a God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Amen. And we pray the Lord will bless the reading of his word to all of our heart. This forth before thy people, when I just march through the wilderness, Selah. Here it tells us, what's God doing? He's marching. He's going before the people in the wilderness. I had the privilege of being in Israel in the summertime. And you know, we went through the wilderness where the children of Israel went through. I tell you, it opened my eyes. I can fully understand when they turned around to Moses and says, what did you ever bring us out here for? It was barren. It was terrible. And yet here we tell, when they were going through the wilderness, the Lord, he went before them. He guided them. God was with his people in the wilderness. They had this benefit of his guidance. Child of God, the Lord will guide us. Remember, he says in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Listen, I will guide thee with mine eye. I say to you, if you need guidance this morning about something in your life, you have the benefit. God says, I will guide you. I will lead you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. They've got this benefit of his guidance. The benefit of us love. Does he not love us people with a great love? We have his love. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have this benefit of his love that's everlasting. Love that's undeserved. And there's no love. There's no love like the love of Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross for our sins. Yet he's given me the benefit of his love. We get the boys and girls to sing sometimes, and adults, we forget the simple truth that yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. We have the benefit of this. We have the benefit of his help. There are times the child of God on their journey in this world, we need help. I need someone to hold my hand. I need someone to strengthen me. We need someone to hold us up in this world. Think of the words in Isaiah 41 and verse 13. The Lord says, "Fear not, I will help thee." There may be some of God's people here this morning, and you're down in the very pit of despondency, down in the pit of darkness and despair. He says, "I need someone to help me." God says, "I will help thee." Another great text. Isaiah 41, verse 13. You have the benefit of his help. You go to social services, you ask, "Can you help me?" Sometimes you look at it and you say, "Sorry, we can't help you." "Oh, we've done all we can, but it doesn't really help us." Well, we have the benefit of God's help. Well, the benefit of provision. No, it says in Philippians 4, verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." I supply all your need. And notice those words. It doesn't say all your greed, but all our need. God says, "You are my benefits. I'm watching over you." Maybe you're fearful this morning, child of God, about some circumstances in your life, and you've forgotten you're in God's benefits. The forgotten Lord will look after you and meet your every need. It'll be the benefit of his presence. It's wonderful to know that somebody is with you in life. Those great words in Hebrews 13 and verse 5, "For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." The tremendous words of Jesus Christ to his people were on benefits, you see. He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I tell you this morning, we deserve to be forsaken. But remember, we're on his benefits. And he says, "I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee." What about his protection? In Psalm 121, verse 8, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Listen, how wonderful is God's blessings, his benefits to his people. He protects his people. He watches over our going out and our coming in. He only allows some things to happen by his will and for a purpose that hurt us. What I'm saying to you here about the size of God's blessings, we couldn't count them. We couldn't count his benefits that he bestows upon us. And the best is yet to come when we go to heaven. That's why I sang that little hymn this morning. "When upon life's billows you are tempted to toss, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done." Listen, count them. Count them. He loadeth us with these blessings. That's the size of them. Couldn't count the many blessings God has bestowed upon you and I, child of God. We may have our trials. We may have our troubles. We may have our tears. We may have our enemies in this world and difficulties. Granted. Everybody has them. Everybody. But we're in benefits. We're in benefits. I stood the other day at the door of a woman I met, doing door-to-door visitation. This woman came out to me, maybe say in her 60s to 70 years old. I asked her how she was doing. She started telling me her story. She said, I'm going now to the hospital to see my son in the hospice. He's 45. She said he's dying. Well, I thought that was bad enough. She didn't continue to tell me. 5 years ago, I buried my daughter. My granddaughter, who came to live with me, she's now in a mental hospital. She's 17. And I thought of the troubles that that woman had in life. Child of God, we can think about our troubles, how large, how small, granted. We all have them. But remember, in your trouble, you're in benefits. God is with you. God will protect you. God will help you. God will hold you. God will look after you. We're on his benefits. The size of them, they're great and without number. I want to think about the season of our benefits. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Now, if you look at the word the psalmist uses, he uses the word daily. It's not monthly benefits. It's not even weekly benefits. But he says it's daily. Now, I know with the welfare system, it's every week or every 2 weeks you'll get your check or whatever it may be. But it is not so with the Lord. His benefits are daily, every day, every day. He bestows his benefits upon his people. How do you think about this? Why is this? Well, I need his benefits every day. I need it. Do we not need his grace every day? Of course we do. Do we not need, as his people, do we not need his mercy every day? Do we not feel him? We do. We need to be forgiven every day. Do we not need his guidance every day? Of course. Do I not need something of his love every day of my life? Do we not need his help every day? Do we not need his supply every day? Do we not need his presence every day? Every day we do. And so listen, he daily loadeth us with benefits every day. Every day you get them. That's why we sing that hymn sometimes. I need thee every hour, I need thee. Never mind a daily. We're nothing without Christ. We can do nothing without our Savior. Dear friends, daily. Here's the season. Every day. Every day. That's his care to us, of course. And that's his faithfulness to us. Remember we sang about the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verse 22 and verse 23. Is the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And how faithful is the Lord to his people, that he bestows his benefits upon us every day. He never misses. He never misses a day. He never misses, friends. You'll get his mercy every day, his love every day, his presence every day, his provision every day, his help every day. Great is his faithfulness. Some of you may be saved for a number of years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Tell me, has he ever failed you? Was ever a day of these benefits never came? The children of Israel walked in the wilderness for 40 years. God looked after him. It was saying there, Jacob, he blessed his son Joseph in Genesis 48, verse 15. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long, on to this day. I tell you, friend, this is a tremendous testimony here from the words of Jacob. God fed me all the days of my life. He says, on to this day, the day he's dying. He says, I've seen benefits. I've seen benefits. And the Lord looked after me. Oh, child of God, let me say it to you. He daily loadeth you with benefits every day. Every day he will look after you. Today, tomorrow, and the rest of your days upon this life. That's your testimony of the past. It'll be your testimony for the future. He daily loadeth us with benefits every day. And could I say lastly and very quickly about the song for these benefits? We find a question in Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? That's a question the psalmist asked. Psalm 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Well, the answer is found in verse 19 of Psalm 68. What should I render unto the Lord? Well, look what he says. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Here's what we are to render unto the Lord. We are to praise him. We are to thank him. And that's why he says, blessed be the Lord. Listen, in our words. Remember, it says in Ephesians 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you see. We are to bless the Lord. We are to do it in our prayers. The word bless actually means to kneel. We can bless the Lord. We can thank him for all of these blessings in the place of prayer. In our words, we can bless him. In our worship. Why we come to church? We don't come to church just to pass a white of the morning or a white of the evening on the Lord's Day. We come to church to meet with God. We come into this place to praise him and to worship him. We come to bless him by our singing. That's what we're trying to do here this morning. Sometimes you say, well, I'm not really a good singer, but you can make a joyful noise unto the Lord like myself. We were singing this morning, praise my soul, the King. Heavens. And so we praise him for all of these blessings in our words and in our worship. The psalmist said in Psalm 103 verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You see the connection in Psalm 103 verse 1 and 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget. Listen, not all his benefits. We do forget, don't we? We forget all the blessings, all the benefits. We whinge, we complain, we murmur when times are difficult and times are hard, and we forget the benefits of the Lord. Listen, bless him and praise him and count your blessings. Count them. And then the things that's difficult in your life, put it beside him and tell me, what does it look like? It looks very small, doesn't it? When you count the many blessings the Lord bestows upon. Sometimes we complain, sometimes we murmur. The children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Well, let's not murmur, child of God, if you're in God's benefits, with nothing to complain about. Because as I said to you with that lady and other people I meet in life, their life is full of trouble. If they're not saved, they're not on God's benefits. They're not on it. There's a lost eternity before anyone who's not on God's benefits. Christ would say, sinner, I never knew you. You were never saved. Never came to Christ and trusted him. He never said of me, and child of God, he never said of you and I, we're on his benefits. Forget them not. Let's praise him in your prayers. Let's in our prayers praise God. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So praise him. I trust if you come into this meeting this morning and your heart's been cast down, you'll go out differently. And you'll say, I'll count my blessings and I'll name them one by one. for it does surprise me what the Lord has done for me. May the Lord write his word to all of our hearts this morning, upon all hearts. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. If anyone would like to speak to us, but anything was said, we'd be glad to speak with you. If you're not saved, if you're a backslider, if you're God's people, any problems, if we can help you in any way, and what's been said, we'd be glad to help you here this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us around the word of God, and we pray that you'll encourage your people and to realize we're on your benefits. What a blessing. And that's where you want us to be, Lord, on them. And we're glad we're on these benefits that come from thee. I think of those who's not saved. I pray that they might be saved, Lord, and that they might come to a knowledge of the truth, even today, even just sitting in the pew. May they lift their heart now and cry for mercy through Jesus Christ. And, Lord, be washed in his blood from all their sin. Take us our separate ways now, I pray, and to our homes in safety. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.